sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into today's show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. I got an email this morning at the radio station. Today is the last day that you can order online or with an operator to make sure that you get your gifts, your presents, your products by next Tuesday, Christmas Eve. The delivery services, UPS, DHL, the companies that they use, said that they will be delivering on December 24th. So if you'd like to save 50, 60, 70, 80% off of retail of some products on the website, MyPillow.com, you need to call the operator today or go online, MyPillow.com, shop away, put all your gifts in the cart, go to checkout, see how much the retail price is with shipping, and then put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space. Hit apply, you'll see your discount savings, plus you'll get free shipping. But you got to do it today. They said by 8 o'clock tonight, Tuesday, December 17th, you will not get your order before Christmas. So today's the final day to get the discounts and to make sure you get them before Christmas Day, a week from tomorrow. So just text me MP for my pillow. I'll send you a contact from my phone that has their 800 number for the operator, as well as the promo code to the website, mypillow.com. And as a bonus, this contact has a picture of Donald Trump from when he was shot in the ear, and he has a little gauze pad over the right ear, and it says My Pillow on it. So you'll get that photograph with the promo code. And if you're not able to go online for some reason, you're not good at computers, your internet's not necessarily that good, the toll-free Trucker Randy operator standing by with the promo code on their screen is 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Just text me MP and I'll send you that information. Hopefully you can take advantage of last minute shopping remotely from the comfort of your home, office, car, wherever you're at. You can get some shopping done, and it'll be shipped directly to you. And believe you me, you definitely want to do this because the lines at the stores is unbelievable. I purchased a Christmas gift for Vicky, a purse online from TJ Maxx. And in the online order, the photograph, the purse appeared to be much larger. When it came, it was so small, she couldn't even get her wallet in it. So I took it back to TJ Maxx yesterday in Traverse City while we were there. I walked in the door and I asked the woman, where do I go for returns? And she goes, at the end of the line. And I looked and there was like 24 women in front of me. Went quick though. They have 6 cashiers. It went pretty fast. Shop online, mypillow.com, promo code Trucker Randy, no space. Text me MP and I'll send you the information. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Oh, once upon a midnight deer, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I just heard the commercial there for Royal Tire, Eric Frisky over there in Petoskey, the Michelin Defenders LTX Mud and Snow 2s. I just got a set put on Vicky's Jeep yesterday, and man, these tires are unbelievable. Quiet, They go through slick, rain, wet roads. Traction is unbelievable. Go over there to Royal Tire in Petoskey and tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You want to see the tires that I got on Vicky's Jeep. Have them show you the Defenders LTX Mud and Snow 2s. You'll greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate those. Get a set put on your vehicle for the rest of this winter. And they're all season, so you can keep them on during next summer as well. And they provide financing. You can apply, I believe, for a Goodyear credit card. They approve you on the spot. They pay for the tires, the labor, all of it. And then you have monthly payments. If you spend more, I believe, than $1,000, it's interest-free over the next entire year. So, for example, if your tires with installation, mounting, balancing, all of that, tire disposal comes in at $1,200, it's going to cost you $100 a month. So get over to Royal Tire, get a set of tires. Now that the weather's kind of warmed up a little bit, you're not dealing with snow and ice. They're crazy busy, but they will squeeze you in. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Get finance through the Goodyear credit card and enjoy those new tires. Stay safe this winter. One other potential is coming from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Michigan Chamber doesn't rule out a post lame duck petition drive. Speaker Tate digs in. Democrats' caucus falls apart. Well, now on the show Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik, Wendy Block, she is the chamber, Michigan Chamber of Commerce's vice president, said that the chamber isn't going to rule out perhaps a statewide petition drive. This is interesting. While Block appeared on Off the Record this week after taking it on the chin regarding unemployment insurance benefits being expanded, the new polluter pays legislation passed in the Senate and dealing with repealing the tip wage sick leave reforms stalling out in the House, Block said, "We're not giving up. We're going to continue to push until this is over." Block is still trying to convince enough Democrats to vote no on what she terms the worst lame duck anti-jobs, anti-business legislative sessions ever. But when the dust settles, the business community adds up the cost of all this. There's only two options if we lose. One will be to do nothing and risk hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses going out of business or changing the way they do business to counter propose these reforms, these bills, these laws. The other one is to do a statewide petition drive. That's a good thought in terms of using the citizen initiative process to our advantage. Frankly, we're not there yet, while speaking for the first time on this possible strategy. She knows next year, even if the House is controlled by the Republicans, there's no way business can revisit this battle and win with the Democrats still controlling the state Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in the front office. On a petition drive for any number of items that they may pass, Block said. But right now, we're not ruling anything out. The problem is, it's a costly undertaking to do a petition drive, but all these bills taken together have a very hefty price tag as well. Moving forward, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to pick up the pieces and what does that involve and what do we do next. Well, by the end of this week, when the business folks look at the final box score, they may have to do or come up with better ideas on what to do as perhaps their only remaining option. Meanwhile, the one fair wage group, the folks who want to see the tip wage for waitstaff eliminated in favor of a higher minimum wage, and also want the paid sick leave policy to stay as it is, applauded the House majority, the Democrats, for standing firm against the Republican-led efforts and to the corporate pressure to roll back the Supreme Court's decision. We need to raise wages and eliminate the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers, end quote, said their spokesperson, David Joseph. Here's the problem, David. The problem you have is you're not looking at the business side of this. If you eliminate the tips in favor of higher minimum wages, many restaurants can't afford that. As a result, they'll probably close, go out of business. Then what you've done basically is eliminated those jobs. The very jobs you claim you want to protect, that you want them to be paid more money. House Speaker Joe Tate wrote in a very rare social media post that MI House Dems respect the will of the people and support higher wages for workers. House Republicans don't want to give workers a raise. Well, when we refused to make that deal, Republicans walked off the job, but they still got paid. Ironic and not fair to regular hardworking folks. The Republicans are simply playing politics, end quote, said the post by Speaker Joe Tate. Well, according to your paid sick leave bill, Speaker Tate, the Republicans walked off the job, called in sick, still got paid. This is exactly what your sick leave bill would do to all the businesses in the entire state of Michigan. We already heard Ian Murphy say, a worker calls in, no show, no work, I'm not coming in today, without any advance notice. Well, guess what? Now he's shorthanded at the restaurant. Who else is going to do that work of that one employee? Well, with a last-minute notice like that, probably the other workers. You had a wait person that normally serves this certain area of the restaurant, those three, four, five, six tables, whatever it is, that's her quote-unquote section. Well, now Ian's got to divvy up those tables to the other wait staff. So now they have to work harder to make up for the person that he's having to pay to stay at home. This is so bad for business, it's not even funny. Well, Tate's decision not to deal with the Republicans on the paid sick leave issue is causing or allowing the One Fair Wage president, Sarah Jarman, to declare victory on behalf of working families. You see, here's where the problem is, folks. The Michigan Supreme Court, which this case, these bills, these issues went before, they didn't simply decide whether or not what the Republicans did back in the day was constitutional or not. They gave out a decision that basically legislated from the bench exactly how these laws need to be implemented. Chairman went on to say the Supreme Court's decision was not just a legal milestone. It was a mandate from voters living through an affordability crisis. By refusing to act on a deceptive rollback bill, the Michigan House has shown it's willing to stand with workers over corporate interest. Rolling back the wage increases would disproportionately harm women. Listen to this. This is priceless. This is absolutely priceless. Listen to the groups of people this woman claims that this would be hurting. Rolling back these wage increases would disproportionately harm women, people of color, immigrant workers, who make up the majority of tipped employees. These workers are already among Michigan's most vulnerable, and reversing this progress would only exacerbate inequities and economic insecurity, end quote, said Jerman. Wow. I have never heard so many minority groups represented in one statement from any special interest group person in the history of doing this show. Women, people of color, immigrant workers. Over one bill, one issue. That's how many people are going to be affected. Well, Sarah, here's the problem. Those groups that you just described, they're going to be harmed the most when they lose their jobs. Not only are they not going to get a sub-minimum wage with tips, they're not even going to have a job because of what you're pushing. They will be out of work collecting unemployment if eligible. That's the part of this you don't even get. Well, a coalition of workers' rights organizations, those are unions, civil rights leaders, women's rights advocates, and economic justice groups have all united to amplify this message, rallying around a simple premise. The results of the 2024 election made one thing clear. Legislators must choose to stand with working families or face the consequences from the working class voters who will put them out of office in future elections. Okay, so let me get this straight. You're claiming that Donald Trump's victory, because that's what you're basically saying. The 2024 elections made one thing clear. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance stands for the working men and women of this country. So you're using Trump's victory to say he supports working families, working men and women, and that state legislators in Lansing must do the same thing or face consequences. There's only one problem with your argument. Your position is going to drive businesses out of business. Their jobs are going to be lost. At least the Republicans are trying to keep the jobs in place. Michael Savage's book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. You bet it is. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.